Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you going to do anything different for this game? You know, it's so true.
You know, it's Chicago, man. It's cold here every day, man. You know what I'm saying? So
it's going to be colder than usual.
What are we supposed to do? I don't got a magic action for you. We go out here and practice, and we're going to be ready for Sunday. We know it's going to be cold. We got to go out there and play the game.
Okay.
Grady Jarrett, Dr. Truth, right there, Chicago. It's cold every day. What are you going to do? Welcome in, welcome back. Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage. Bears will be playing in cold weather. Well, it's December, and it's Chicago, and that's the way things work here. Thank you. Do I get to advance to the bonus round now?
No!
Yeah. We welcome to the show, we welcome back to the show, Phil Thompson of the Tribune. He covers the Bears. He's joining me on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Phil surveyed Bears players. Well, it's going to be cold. It might be deathly cold, but you're going to play football in it. And they all had different thoughts on it. Phil, thanks for coming on today. I appreciate it, making time.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
And so your survey of Bears players, including Grady Jarrett, telling the truth. Yeah, it's cold. Chicago, that's what we do here. What were the other things? Share with the class the other things you gathered. What struck you?
Well, I like how Grady said that, you know, when he was in Atlanta, and you got to remember it, you know, he's playing in a domed stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever he had to prepare for cold weather games, he said, what do you want us to do? Like go into a freezer and practice? But yeah, it's predictably, you know, he tried to put on a brave face, and I think he acknowledged that, yeah, that cold still gets to you. He wears a little extra clothing to protect against it. Whereas everyone's favorite Canadian, Theo Benedict, is like, oh, yeah, bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
I love this kind of weather.
Yeah, that's the way it works. You get used to it. You're going to play no matter what. And there was always a time, there's always teams that where the linemen – wow, we're not wearing sleeves. We're going sleeveless. Doesn't matter. And it's okay. You do you. That's the way it works. I would think I'd want to be at my best and give myself the best chance. I don't know how much of that kind of macho talk you ran into while reporting this piece. Tell me.
Well, you know, I did ask a little about that with Benedict. I asked, you know, is it a macho thing, like you said, you know, with offensive linemen, or, you know, that's just a non-issue with them? And he said, oh, you know, we're just better insulated. you know, i.e.
Yeah.
a little fatter than most guys, so it doesn't bother them as much.
Phil Thompson is my guest. He covers the Bears for the Tribune. We are talking Bears and Browns tomorrow, and we're doing it on The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. So one of the topics this week, DJ Moore, and I phrased it in such a way earlier, was who killed DJ Moore's Bears career? Was it the coach, the quarterback, Rome Odunze, or DJ Moore himself? Maybe it's a combination, but who do you think primarily, why has that gone so wrong with a guy who was caught 1,000 yards with quarterbacks and weren't nearly as good as Caleb?
Well, I think you hit it on the head when you said it's a combination of things. First, who was it that said Chicago is where wide receivers' careers go to die?
Moose and Muhammad. He could have said quarterbacks. He could have said wide receivers. Yeah. It's a lot to pick
any,
up.
Yeah, anything besides running back. But, no, I think what it is you know, I don't have the numbers to support it, but just eyeballing it, you know, I wonder, like, if his separation, you know, his average separation is as good. You know, they operate on a system where, you know, they're obviously primary reads like any other offense. And, you know, sometimes when he's the primary read, you know, the lane is just not there to throw. I mean, I think teams are still gearing to stop Moore first, even though, you know, Odunze has really popped at times. But, you know, they want to stop that veteran first, you know, because he's just kind of multifaceted, you know, he's kind of or runs kind of in a running back kind of way. So, you know, he could be a good yard after catch guy like he was with Fields. I just think it's a combination of those things. They don't – Ben Johnson doesn't key on one guy, and he leans heavily on the running game. So – when you have two tight ends, you know, three, maybe four wide receivers that you got to share with, it's hard to get him on track.
I never underestimate the petty potential of pro athletes. I've just been around it too much. It doesn't happen with all of them. When it happens, it's really noteworthy. I don't know if, however he acted when he walked off the field last year and Caleb felt humiliated, or a texter suggested, what about lobbying for Justin Fields to stay, that he was his guy, and maybe Caleb took that personally. I don't know what that vibe, that relationship is like, but it's certainly not the security, the blankie that Ben Johnson described as Rome Odunze for Caleb Williams. So do you think there's anything to that?
Well, you know, I was not covering the beat last year, obviously. Yeah. You know, I was on the Hawks. But what I will say is seeing their vibe in the locker room, and their stalls aren't that far apart. I don't notice any tension. You know, I think Caleb gets around the locker room. He's chumming it up with even like the defensive guys, you know, playing on the basketball hoop. So, you know, I know he probably has this perception of this kind of elitist, for the lack of a better word, kind of aloof guy. But, you know, when I see him in the locker room, you know, I think, I don't know if he's going out of his way to kind of break that perception, or if he's just naturally chummy with these guys. But I don't see him kind of keeping to himself, or certainly keeping away from Moore.
My guest is Phil Thompson of the Tribune. He covers the Bears for the Tribune. We're talking Bears, Browns here on The Score. So tomorrow, with Cleveland's miss, their injury list looks like it's a training camp roster at this point. There's so many names on it. And four of the five offensive linemen, they're missing a cornerback. They're so beaten up. It would seem that you would want to administer punishment, and you do that in the running game. I think that's the Bears' game plan, but we've been surprised at times. What do you expect tomorrow, and why?
I expect it's going to be probably difficult for both offenses, to be honest with you. You know, they have a really good defensive front, you know, including their linebackers. It's probably going to be like a repeat of the Packers, quite frankly, and maybe in some regards worse, because Myles Garrett is a terror, as we all know. I think on the Browns side, I think obviously Shador is the X factor, because if he gets hot, look out. And Quinshon Judkins is a monster in the running game. But you mentioned that offensive line. I mean, they have been hammered with injuries. And in fact, you'll love this, Steve. They're going to have to start Tevin Jenkins.
Well, wait. They may have plans for that, but much like the Bears wanted to start Tevin Jenkins, it just doesn't come off. So they might be a threat to, but Phil, I'm not sure that's going to happen. But that's not why you called.
That's what I mean. My eyes lit up when I saw that. That's the report that I've seen out of Cleveland, is that they may, you know, because of injuries, be forced to start Tevin Jenkins, and, you know, not try to shade that guy's career, but he didn't, typically pan out here. So, you know, do with that information what you will, Steve. Mm-hmm. I thought that would be like red meat for you.
Yeah, I like Tevin Jenkins. I like the thought of Tevin Jenkins. I like the way he and Mark Grody had a whole baked potato. That was their love language, baked potato and Wendy's and stuff like that. And I wanted the guy to succeed. I thought it would be a good character. It's like, I want Kyle Long to stay healthy and stay here. He was just he was a great character, and that I root for characters. I root for stories. I just
fair enough.
Don't think I don't know. I'd be surprised if he plays. He could start a lot of games and he didn't finish them, and that's kind of the Bears' career for him.
Well, no, that's true. I mean, guys can be in different situations and have different outcomes. You know, the league is littered with guys that, you know, couldn't get on the field or stay on the field much in their first four years. Latest example, Javonte Williams in Dallas. It just seemed like it was never going to get on track with him. He stayed relatively healthy to this point with the Cowboys.
Yeah. So Phil Thompson is my guest. He covers the Bears for the Tribune. We're talking Bears and Browns here tomorrow at Soldier Field. We're doing this on the Score radio airwaves. Of the injury list, that has always been a lot of moving parts on this injury list for the Bears. So of the players they can expect, you know, no designation, but practiced full, they would expect to have back. What's most important to you?
Well, given that Roma Dunze is still questionable, that's a coin flip, or, you know, if that foot injury is going to heal well enough for him to play, I would say if you take him out of the equation, it's Tyreek Stevenson. And I think it's important to, you know, not just to the win or loss against Cleveland, but to kind of insert him into that mix, because at a critical time, the Bears, this defensive staff is going to have to figure out how they're going to sort things out with this secondary. You know, you have Sean Wright, who is a Pro Bowl candidate. I mean, let's be real. But you also have Jalen Johnson that's back. You know, you're probably not going to see Kyler Gordon. You got C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who has his attributes, you know, especially on blitzes, especially against the run. But, you know, you saw him get exposed when, you know, on some routes when he has to use speed. They have a lot to sort out. If you have Jalen Johnson, Tyreek Stevenson, and Sean Wright, who are you going to have take the back seat? That's a huge question. Right now they have an excuse. They can put Stevenson on the snap count. They can put Jalen Johnson on the snap count because they're getting healthy. But when you're, you know, do or die, getting towards sealing the playoffs or not, who's going to be out there and what snap count? What are your thoughts on that?
I want Jalen Johnson out there when he looks like Jalen Johnson. I don't think he looked like the guy that they need, and I couldn't tell what he was doing on that crucial Josh Jacobs run. He was one of the three guys there. Any one of them can I don't know why he wasn't diving at Josh Jacobs. Like, you got to stop him somehow. That's the kind of play it was. But in coverage, I'm not sure. You know, that's part of what Dennis Allen brings is the communication. Who's going to be where? I know who's going to do what and that kind of stuff. Yeah. So I want Jalen Johnson is good enough to be on an island when he's Jalen Johnson. And he's certainly somebody who's familiar with the communication needed to make the whole defense, to tie it together. I didn't see that guy last week. I'm hopeful that the groin's healing to the point where he feels confident enough. What did you think of Jalen Johnson last week? How far he was from being Jalen Johnson all pro, pro bowler, that guy.
I agree with you. I agree. I didn't see the guy that was a two-time pro bowler. I don't think he's fully comfortable yet. And I don't think that should have been expected. I mean, I think he kind of pushed his 21-day window to get back out there, figuring that, you know, he can ramp up as he's playing, you know, because it's not just the physical aspect of it that I still think he's getting there. But it's the mental, the instinctual aspect of it. He needs to be out there. Cause again, you know, they're going to face some tough offenses. You know, you have the 49ers left. You got the Packers again. You have the Lions in the finale. These guys all need to get up to speed. So I think, you know, you're going to have to ease them in. It's not an ideal situation, but this is what they have.
Phil Thompson is my guest. He covers the Bears for the Tribune. We're talking Bears and Browns here on The Score. One of the things that happened last week is Jordan Love picked apart the blitz. Seems like every Green Bay quarterback picks apart Bears blitzes. And I guess it gets handed down as you're a Green Bay quarterback, you're a Hall of Famer, and that's where Jordan Love looks like he's headed. And it just seems unfair. And I don't know if that's a result of the Packers are smarter about what they've seen from Dennis Allen's defense, because so much changes week to week. And it has to change on Dennis Allen's part, because he doesn't know who's going to be able to stand up, much less raise her hand to go tackle somebody. So I don't know if – I think it's going too far to say that there's a blueprint there to beat the Bears' defense. But I don't know if you – what you learn from the way the Packers handled the blitz and the what they did to the Bears' defense when they needed to make plays last week, Phil.
I think, you know, I mean – Matt LaFleur and his team is really smart. So they definitely found some ways to diagnose what Dennis Allen was trying to do. And they weren't fooled by a lot of what DA was trying to do, in my opinion, and take that for whatever. But what I will say is I think there's a personnel aspect of it too. You know, a lot of those blitzes, they picked up because they weren't challenged elsewhere on the defensive line. Like you have to make their protection make some decisions, and if you can just block everybody, even when you're bringing an extra man and you're giving Jordan Love time back there, you know, he's gonna pick you apart. You know, he's a guy that can be some timing, for lack of a better word, but I think if you give him time, you know, he's going to be at his optimal, like most quarterbacks will be.
Well, that, I you know, I start with Montez Sweat there, then, like, you got to be a multiplier, because there were Packers who had chances to run around and get to Caleb Williams. There probably will be Browns players have a chance, because Michael Parsons, Myles Garrett, they're multipliers. We were told Montez Sweat was a multiplier, but I don't really see that. And the pass rush has been a problem all year, supplemented by the blitz and also some smart defensive back play that Kevin Byers done a really good job of suckering people into bad passes, and Nashawn Wright has done a wonderful job of being athletic. So I don't know what changes on that defensive line. What can you imagine changes? How does this change this year?
I don't know that it can. I mean, they have Austin Booker back. He's a guy that's gotten close on a lot of plays. But again, you have to have that threat from the other side to kind of force, even Love in the pocket to have to make a decision. You know, if it's just Booker being a hair away, that's not going to get it done. And, you know, let's not forget that Tremaine Edmonds, was doing a lot of good work in the secondary. He's kind of like a hybrid linebacker. He's getting a lot of interceptions. He was taking away some lanes for guys. So that hurts, and I think that's kind of forgotten, the role that he was playing.
As Phil mentioned earlier, those of you who are listening in class, you should be taking notes. He covered the Blackhawks last year, and they just had a goalie goal. Laurent Brossoit in Rockford had a goalie goal. Phil, a goalie goal. That's like, it's a holiday. We should take the day off today.
Yes, we should. We should. By the way, you know, not to change the subject.
Go ahead, change the subject.
You thoroughly shamed me about Theo Benedict, right? So I actually went to him and asked, as a Canadian, why aren't you playing hockey right now?
I didn't. Wait, Phil. You can continue this. I'm sorry to interrupt. I didn't thoroughly shame you. I just merely threw it out as a question, perhaps a story or something like that. Now, continue. You know I'm not thoroughly shaming you. Go ahead.
Well, I know. I felt thoroughly shamed for not having thought of that before. But I did ask him, and after he laughed, he said the reason why he didn't is because he would have had to get up at 5 a.m., to be able to go to hockey practice because it was so competitive for ice time at that time. Like, he didn't want to get up at 5 a.m. as a kid, so he's like, I'll just play football.
Wow, look, that's a pretty smart football player. I like that answer, I got to tell you. I like that. I got admiration. Yeah, I want to sleep in. I don't want to do that. Give Mom, pass the lucky charms, Mom. There we go. All right, Phil.
And I did ask him that if he's going to play any position, you know, what would it have been? And I thought he might have said defenseman. He said, no, I would have been a goalie. Like, look at me. I would have filled up the net.
Yeah, he would have been like when they put Mr. Ed in goal. There you go. Exactly. There you go. All right, Phil, nice work following up. Good intrepid reporting with the British Columbian tackle out there. Phil, I appreciate your time. A lot of fun, as always. Thank you.
No, thank you, Steve.
All right. Phil Thompson, look at him. Intrepid reporter following up. The Tribune. Theo Benedict, smart guy. I don't want to play. I don't play hockey. You got to get up too early. I'll play football. I like that better. Smart man, Theo. All right, take a break when we come back. Cultural zeitgeist item that needs to be, it's the nexus of culture, and it's merited a report on a legitimate news gathering organization, ABC News. This you just got to hear, and we're going to bring it to you here on Saturday Suckage. Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We have the cultural zeitgeist.
Right now you're doing something for the culture.
Oh, baby.
Do it for the culture.
For the culture.
Yeah. Do it. Do it a little slower. Like.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
B to the A, that's the anthem. Holla. Get your damn hands up. I do this for my culture.
Joe, warn the Chiefs.
Ohms. Ohms.
Ohms. Ohms.
I don't know.
I think we've really penetrated the cultural zeitgeist.
Yes, we did. Saturday Suckage, cultural zeitgeist segment. This is a number retirement that could only happen in 2025, I think. Here's the report from ABC News.
The 6'7 trend that went viral in 2025.
Yes, 6'7!
May finally be coming to an end. Well, at least at In-N-Out Burger. Employees say the West Coast burger chain has retired the number 6'7 from its ticket system following disruptions from teens and children swarming the restaurant to film employees announcing the order number.
That report by ABC News about In-N-Out retiring numbers 6 and 7 because of the 6-7 trend that teenagers and tweens talk about that nobody understands because there's really nothing to it, but they would all gather in In-N-Out Burger. And if you see the video of that, the lobby is packed, waiting to hear somebody call out the number 6-7, and that's what you heard the cheer.
Personally, I'm glad that someone is finally taking a stand against this.
Because
It's out of control and it's stupid. I know that every generation.
Boy, you sound as old as me.
Yeah, look, I understand. I know that. All right, I'm in my mid 30s now. I understand the kids. I understand the kids. You know, I understand it. I got young, my sister's got three kids. I understand the younger generation just has stuff we don't understand. I get it. This 6-7 thing is completely. It's absurd. It doesn't make any sense. And it's not, they don't make sense of it. It's just two numbers. You know what? At least the Gen X, whatever, with the came up with 69, whoever came up with that, at least that's funny, and you understand what that means. It is a reference to something. 6-7 is just two numbers.
And you put a zero at the end, you have our radio station. Why haven't we done that? 6-7-0, right? But the thing of it is, the only motivation you need as a teenager or a tween is that your parents don't understand it.
I guess.
And that's enough. That's what makes it a success. So In and Out, taking a step for sanity, has banned the numbers 6 and 7.
Sanity wins, finally.
Omaha! Omaha! Omaha!
So about an hour ago, we were discussing, me and Molly, along with Kent Medill and Mike McGraw, going to Vegas. And Jordan gave Mulligan a $100 bill, said, here, bet this on a hand in blackjack. And I described the whole story. And I received a text. Actually, the score received a text. I'll just read it to you. Steve, Bob Vassilopoulos here. Now, Bobby V was a producer for Channel 2, a producer for CBS, the National, a longtime sports producer, a character of the highest order, somebody you wanted to make sure was at your party. Bob Vassilopoulos here. MJ did the same thing with Howard Sudbury and I. 76ers playoff series, and he knew we were going to AC. Gave us $500 and said, bet it at the first table we come to. And he hit 21. No lie. Bobby, I believe you, because I saw him hit 21 when Mully put the money down. That's the way it works with MJ. Michael Jordan won the toss in life and elected to receive. And that's just the way it goes. Thanks for sharing the story, Bobby.
Omaha! Omaha! Omaha!
So this item was sent out by Stadium Meats. I'm not sure if it's the Stadium Meats in Chicago, but it's a concession sold at Buffalo Bills games. It's called Eye of the Tiger. Listen up, Trash Panda. It's a chicken breast encrusted with Tony the Tiger's cornflakes, hence the name Eye of the Tiger. So it's a chicken breast. There are crushed cornflakes on it. It's served between two Belgian waffles and has a sriracha maple syrup drizzled on top. All right, would you? Trash
Panda?
I like
all these things, yeah. I'm in.
There was a place in Evanston, me and Otter had chicken and waffles, and that exact combination, sriracha and maple syrup, was part of the deal. And we've been putting that on everything ever since. And it's
a great combo.
Years. Oh, my God. So, there you go. Food for thought and food for eating.
Omaha! Omaha! Omaha!
So, you know who Steven Van Zandt is, right?
ZZ Top, yes.
No!
Sorry.
East Street Band.
Sorry. My bad.
And the Sopranos. Yeah. Little Steven. Springsteen's. And the Sopranos. So he felt the need to, I don't know what set this off, but he felt the need to tweet about a sports pattern. Quote, just once I'd love to see one of these guys say, I want to thank the coach. I want to thank my high school coach. I want to thank my parents. I want to thank anybody except God who has more important things to do than watch a bleeping football game. Just once. Little Steven, born to rant, right? Isn't that where he is?
So you're saying he didn't like what Fernando Mendoza said right after Indiana won?
I don't know if that was a response to that. I couldn't connect the tweets. It wasn't something that he quote retweeted or anything like that.
I actually echo him on that one. Come on, man. You know, you have your religion. I understand if you want to be proud on it, whatever. God's got better things to do, you know? Come on.
Yeah. That means he was rooting against the other team then, right? That's not fair.
Right, exactly. So it's always been weird to me to invoke God's name after, a win or, whatever.
Yeah, well, little Steven's with you. Born to rant. All right.
Omaha! Omaha! Omaha!
I have said for a long time, I love the National Park Service social media account, Twitter account. And here's some tweets. The reason why. If you encounter a bear in the woods, stay calm and remember that most bears do not want to attack you. They usually just want to be left alone. Don't we all? You could also read aloud the passive-aggressive email you wrote to Carol after she scheduled a meeting at 4:30 on Friday. The bear may come closer or stand on its hind legs to better understand Carol's audacity. However, a standing bear is usually curious, not threatening. That's really good advice. And Carol, stop being so passive aggressive. I don't know who's doing this. But here was a fun fact sent out by the National Park Service. A porcupine, now trash panda, I don't know if you're familiar, if you guys are cousins with porcupines, but also known also known as a needle beaver.
I've never heard that.
Me neither.
I've never heard a porcupine called a needle beaver before.
Neither, but as approximately 30,000 quills on its body. Parentheses, not a hugger. We repeat, not a hugger.
That's a great account. There's another account called Jurassic Park Updates. It's not quite as active as it used to be, but it's pretty funny. It'll say stuff like, you know, dinosaur out of its enclosure. Everyone take, you know, it's just funny stuff.
Warning you. Warning, Will Rogers, warning. Porcupines do not throw their quills. Don't get us wrong. They can launch some sassy barbs, but no quills. However, on occasion, loose quills will fall out before it strikes, creating the illusion they are being thrown. Awkward. The most popular porcupine hobby is quilting. I can't believe they wrote that. They're writing dad jokes for porcupines now. This I did not know. Be aware, porcupines have a strong odor to warn away predators. And that can increase when agitated. The smell has been described as similar to human body odor, strong human body odor, goats, or some cheeses. Have you ever known anybody with strong human body odor that would be compared to a goat or cheeses?
I don't know. I mean, some of the smells you get on the from the people on the L. Yes, actually.
I guess that would be the place to find it. Would
that's this? Yeah, some of the people. I don't want to. You know, they're the homeless people. Maybe they're not homeless. Maybe they just
not.
Smell. Maybe
yeah.
not. I just they have the look that would lead me to believe they're a homeless person.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are unbearable.
Baby porcupines are called. What do you think? Got a guess here? Trash Panda?
I don't even...
Porcupettes.
That doesn't seem right.
E-T-T-E-S.
Like, they can say that, but that doesn't seem right.
That sounds like a group of backup singers, doesn't it?
Smokey, it does.
Smokey,
it
doesn't, yeah. Smokey Robinson and the Porcupettes. Smokey Robinson, of course, that classic cameo read. And it will come back. Before we get out of here, with Hanukkah starting tomorrow, we will share with you Adam Sandler's legendary Hanukkah song. But first, thank you for joining us for the Cultural Zeitgeist. The Wake and Bake Club, by the way, we had a response. We were asking, when I told you I was asked, when's the right time to wake and bake? And somebody texted in, all the time. Okay, that's it. Somebody texted in, 11 is the right time to wake and bake. But I think all the time would be the right answer, or any time. The judges would have accepted any time. This is Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinooka. Have a wonderful time.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off.
Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
There's something important I was supposed to do today.
Dopest dope I've ever smoked. Hands down, dopest dope I've ever smoked.
We can make club.
I love weed.
I smoke weed every second of every day.
Hey. I am your stoner.
Even Smokey the Bear is going, only you can. I knew this.
We're so high right now.
We're not low.
Open up the door, it's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E. Will you open up the door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man, Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Oh.
Hey, 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 hey. Smoke weed every day.
I had the flu one time. Did a gummy bear. I was like breakfast at Bernie's, you know, the dead guy.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to a party. And they, I went to the party, and they sat me in a chair, and people got sat beside me, took pictures, and I'm sitting there like breakfast at Bernie's.
Smoke weed every day.
Wake and Bake Club is called to order. We'll we'll tell you who our Bears expert picks, our perfect Bears expert picks after this. But in the meantime, Wake and Bake Club, we love the Big Lebowski. The dude abides by the Big Lebowski. So Jeff Bridges is on a Colbert show. And he answers Colbert has a bunch of questions he asks and sees where it goes. So one of the questions is your favorite smell. And Jeff Bridges has an explanation before the Big Lebowski answers the way the Big Lebowski should.
Favorite smell?
I don't smell anymore.
Post-COVID?
Yeah,
you got a long COVID thing?
I've lost my sense of smell.
It'll come back.
You think?
It'll come back, man. It'll come back.
You think?
Yeah.
Because that affects taste, too. It must.
Do you not taste?
I think I taste. I don't know if it's just wishful thinking. I can dig the texture, you know.
Sure.
But I think...
Pre-COVID, what was your favorite smell?
Oh, pre-COVID? I dug the smell of some fresh weed, man.
Smoke weed every day.
That's our guy. That's the Big Lebowski. Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
What makes a man, Mr. Lebowski?
Dude.
Huh?
I don't know, sir. You mind if I do it, Jay?
All-time great movie. There you go.
It really tied the room together.
Really ties the room together. So in an hour ago, whenever we were talking about this, about people asking me combination of when's the best time to get high, also talking about story, finish the sentence, and I'm just giving you an example of one time I got so high, and you did give me an example, and somebody thought Trash Panda with the Dude should be, like, that would be, I don't know, a TV show, but you're with the dude in this texter's eyes, a 331 texter. 630 texter said, true story, one time I got so high that I went into the Jewels, and I went to the fish counter and asked the butcher if they had shrimp peeled and deveined with the shell on.
Close. That's, so close.
That's a card-carrying member. 815 texture, the perfect time to wake and bake is right before Saturday suckage starts. Yes. And there's a guy who always texts in who has a radio whose wife tries to avoid the roll call. And he won't. I can't believe you're listening to this. So he sort of follows her around the house. And I would say, I appreciate your persistence, sir. But I would say maybe if your wife was a member of the Wake and Bake Club earlier, she would tolerate Saturday suckage. It'd be a fine way to roll into it. We recommend that here. 847 texture. I once ended up in Green Bay when driving from Des Plaines to Milwaukee. Just a bit outside. You may have outkicked your coverage a little bit.
Isn't Green Bay 2 hours north of Milwaukee? Minimum, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've never actually been to Green Bay, but I'm just understanding my geography. That's a 2-hour drive north of Milwaukee.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How?
Well, depends how good the stuff was. How strong the stuff was.
We're getting pretty close to Milwaukee right now, huh?
Wednesday. Remember, this whole discussion started about the Wake and Bake Club and when's the right time to wake and bake. Had a texter like hours ago to the score, didn't want Caleb Williams to become the next Brett Favre. God forbid you should want a Hall of Fame quarterback. And we have a texter here. 847 texture, the guy who said he didn't want Caleb the next Brett Favre was Tyson Bagent's dad.
I saw that one. It was a good one.
Wow. That's really a thing. And we had some agreement on bear weather being a joke, and it certainly is. So just so you know, that was January 8th, 1989, when the 49ers came in here and Montana to Rice. And that was the end of the Bears Super Bowl window, needed at Soldier Field. 20 degree weather, two degree wind chill. And the Bears looked like the ones who didn't want to be there. There you go. So that's it. By the way, speaking of the Bears and tomorrow, we did this last week. We actually, Sean actually called in because we were trolling for Sean. Because we have one member of the score who is perfect in picking Bears games. They are 9-4. He's 13-0. He got every victory right. He got every loss correct.
Bears!
Is that Ray? Who is that man? Trash Panda.
Oh, that's Robin. Hold on. Can't remember her name.
I've heard that. Not Robin.
TV Quibbers. Newscaster. Robin. I'll get it.
The one.
Keep talking.
Who is Robin Mead? Okay. Anyways, where were we? I'm old. I forget stuff. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Sean Sears, erstwhile producer of the Saturday Suckage Show. He is 13-0. All of the experts we have on the air, all of the expert talent we have on the air, everybody who's anywhere around the score, the one guy who's 13-0, who's gotten it right every week, sometimes erstwhile rotating Saturday Suckage producer, who apparently was out on parole this week, like last week, and will be on parole next week. He doesn't have to be here. He's gotten it right. He's 13-0. And so you know, he picks the Bears to win tomorrow. You, Trash Panda, think this is the must-win that Ben Johnson seemed to indicate it was, but didn't actually use that phrase.
I think it's a must-win, yeah.
You can't imagine you can't lose to a 10-loss team?
Can't lose to a 10-loss team, and this is the easiest game left on their schedule. So you have to have this one. You have to.
I agree. I don't see how you continue on without... I mean, they could. Mark Potash, and the math was making me crazy. I was feeling like John Forbes Nash with all the numbers flashing about and trying to make us do math. He said the Bears could finish 12-5 and miss the playoffs, but they could lose the next two games, which would be to the Browns and the Packers, and win their last two games and make the playoffs that way.
Well, I mean, it does make sense in the way of thinking. It would be the Browns are not in your division and they're not in your conference, so it doesn't hurt your division record or your conference record, which both matter when it comes to tiebreakers for the division and the conference, right? So, but while that math might be correct, if you beat the Browns, their playoff odds probably go up to, what, 70, 80%?
Yes.
If not, I think it was 70
or 71%.
Right,
yeah. I think so, I saw that projection.
So, like, that math changes just by beating the Browns. It changes every week. So, I mean, talking about playoff odd percentage is always weird to me. Like, I don't really understand it. Like, if
I don't either.
Just beat the teams on your schedule and it changes every week, you know?
Right. And I just want to bring this up from before we go to Adam Sandler and the Hanukkah song. Bears opponents are 2-9-1. The week after playing the Bears. Green Bay Packers just played them. They're going to Denver. So, you beat the Browns, you watch the Packers lose in Denver, and holding to that trend, and then you have the same setup as the last time they played the Packers with the Bears atop the division. And now, with Hanukkah starting tomorrow, we wanted to throw it to the legendary sound, Adam Sandler and his Hanukkah song. If no one important listened to this show, I'll be back next week. Have a good holiday.
Put on your yarmulke. Here comes Hanukkah. So much funukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. But when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah, so do Kirk Douglas, James Caan, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish and Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew.
Happy Chinooka. I have no idea what Chinooka is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.